Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Kenny's Farmhouse Cheese of Austin, Kentucky and Barron County was named a recipient of the 2012 American Treasures Award in recognition of their artisan raw milk cow cheeses. The award was presented on July 4th at the Take Pride in America celebration at the United States Capitol. Kenny Mattingly describes the honor.
The American Treasures Award is presented by an organization called Made in America. They award artisans or producers in different categories, and there would be furniture and food. So we were one of the 10 recipients in the culinary division, I guess recognizing our business as making something that exemplifies American entrepreneurship or craftsmanship, that type of thing.
Some of you may remember Farm Bureau broadcast stories done when Kenny Mattingly, several years ago, decided to turn his own cow's milk into cheese right there on the farm. And my, how things have grown.
Well, in 1998, we started making our first batch of cheese, and that year, from July of 98 to July of 99, we made about 4,000 pounds of cheese, and that's about 2 cows yearly milk production turned into cheese. And then we've grown to the point of last year, we made and marketed around 110,000 pounds of cheese. So that's turning about 60 of our cows' milk into cheese, about half our herd. The other half of our milk is sold to a nearby farm that bottles and also through the co-op.
In the second segment, we'll talk about Kenny's expansion plans. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
In the late 90s, when Kenny Mattingly was thinking about getting into cheesemaking, he was very deliberate. He did his homework, particularly about cheesemaking the old-fashioned way. With his American Treasures Award, he was recognized for his efforts in preserving farmstead cheesemaking in Kentucky. He says it is a unique product.
Yes, it is. The milk comes straight from the cow into the cheese vat, and there's no processing of the milk or pasteurization as we make raw milk cheese, which has to age 60 days minimum to be FDA approved. But it's made the old handmade way for sure. We're just installed a bigger vat this week, and we're getting ready to make it in larger quantities, but in the same fashion.
Our congratulations to the Kenny Mattingly family. You can learn more about it online at kennysfarmhousecheese.com. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.